This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome. It's Friday, July 24th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at what is going on with the lockdown. Again, we are at day 130, and I started counting this when the national orders went out from President Fauci, because we had the last normal day in America was Friday the 13th, 2020. Over the weekend, you had California, then New York decide they would lock down their states, and then it was announced we were going to start doing all of the Mother May I rules from Fauci. And there's been no let up. We've gone further and further into this as we have gone on. As a matter of fact, when we look at the insanity that is happening here, we're going to take a look at the first pitch that was thrown out at the abnormal baseball games. They have cardboard fans that were set up. They're all kneeling in a circle at the two games that are there. President Trump will eventually be allowed, they say, someday to throw a ball out. But, of course, it was the man of the hour, the man in charge of our country, Fauci, who threw the pitch. And this big pharmaceutical pitch man was way off base, just like he's been with all of his other projections. And as we look at the Washington Redskins changing their name to the generic Washington football team, I think I have a suggestion. I think what they should consider, since we basically are being run now by big pharmaceutical companies, maybe they should call themselves the Washington Pricks. I think that would fit on a number of different levels because they're pushing vaccines. That's really where this is headed. It's amazing to see how this is going. And, of course, we've now had President Trump this week decide that he's going to start wearing the mask. This is going to last forever, he says. We don't know how long it's going to get much worse before it gets better. And it did get worse. Yesterday, he canceled the Republican convention. We can't have anybody criticizing the convention meeting. We cannot show that life can go on as normal. We will not lead, as a matter of fact. We will now choose to appease the maskers, the vaxxers, and every other aspect of this. And I got to say, when I look at this, it is the most pathetic situation I've seen in my life. I have seen Jimmy Carter, who, because we had an American embassy taken hostage, and I begin the program that begins before this one every day, America Held Hostage. I go back to the Nightline theme song that began with the Iranian hostage takeover of our embassy. And they held the hostages for about 400 days. They started it almost exactly 1 year before the election. And now we have been held hostage. We have seen a president just like Jimmy Carter absolutely powerless to do anything about it. And it's not a few people in an American embassy halfway across the world. It's each and every American, every business, pretty much every job for any independent businesses. The only people who are allowed to survive are going to be the national chains. Even in New York, and now L.A., California, they have rules for what food is, what constitutes a meal. No. You can't have Cuomo chips. You know, first, you can't have a drink at a bar, even outside, unless you're getting a meal. All right, well, we'll give people chips, and we'll call them Cuomo chips. No. That's not a meal. We will now define what a meal is. We will tell you what you can and cannot do, because this is totalitarianism, authoritarianism in every aspect of our life, every aspect of our life. And they have used this to usher in every one of the controls that they had planned for 2030. So when we look at this, I think this kind of malaise, not to mention the financial depression, the worst thing I've ever seen, and yet no backbone to stand up to this, not even to have a convention. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to have some reports from Alex Jones. Then I'll be back at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing. And admittedly, with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps, people realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off. Witnessing the rollout of Event 201, a planetary world government operation to implement the AI takeover. The cashless society, face scanning to buy and sell, all of it is the forced transfer of our once open free civilization into the technocracy. Big tech, big pharma, the military industrial complex, it is all one giant system. And you have the communist Chinese EU system, Hollywood system, competing with the Pentagon and the Anglo-American AI system, but it's all the same. And in the end, it enslaves all of humanity. A major Hollywood studio, Zero Hedges, reporting the stories on Infowars.com, has a subsidiary that has face scanning cameras, and they're using it to enforce everyone wearing masks. So see, just as we told you, it's for the Chinese social score rollout. Oh, we're face scanning you to make sure you're wearing the mask. Oh, and it can recognize just off your eyes and off the forehead who you are, and you're going to be reported and get in trouble. The robot enforcers are here. The age of man is ending if the globalists have their way. In fact, you're not supposed to say man or woman. It's not inclusive of the transhumanism. Nothing can have any name because nothing has an identity. Nothing has any right to even exist. We are a disposable society. We made our babies disposable, our old people disposable. So now we are disposable. And it's with a very heavy heart that I see Trump, who just a few weeks ago started moving down the right path and exposing Fauci and Gates and the UN and the COVID-19 fraud and the Wuhan lab and the NIH, to now coming out and endorsing the vaccines and endorsing the mask and going along with the fraud. When everyone I talk to, almost everyone on the street, is awake and knows that this is a fraud. I was in a line this morning at a coffee shop and had three of the, 12 or so people that were in line come over and shake my hand, take pictures with me, showing they were awake. It's just a bellwether, a gauge of how awake folks are. And then I heard two middle-aged gentlemen behind me talking about how in a major port of Georgia, this at Savannah, how a bunch of the warehouses had shut down because if one employee gets COVID, all the other employees demand to go home and get their paycheck, and now that company can't catch up and is losing all its customers and going out of business. It was a flooring company, a major flooring company that had more than 40 warehouses around the country, and it's not just happening in Georgia. It's happening all over the nation. This is the plan. When you have just-on-time delivery and this infrastructure, once it gets disrupted, it implodes. So yes, it made everything very convenient, but it made us domesticated. It made us very one crop. It made us where we weren't resilient. And so we're totally dependent on GPS. We're totally dependent on electricity. We're totally dependent on computers. And then the technocrats, the people that control all of that, are able to rig it however they want. And now they're rolling out all the robots to replace us in farm jobs and factories and to surveil us. And we're told, stay in your home, social distance. There's nothing social, again, about social distancing. All of it is doublespeak. And then other people on the line were like going, yeah, Alex, we know you're right. My cousin, my brother, my father, three more people said they all got calls saying they had COVID-19, never tested. I was in a swimwear shop with my wife yesterday. They even shot videos, part of the interaction. And there were at least eight women that came in there. And I'm sitting there on a chair waiting for my wife, trying clothes on. And they start talking about how it's all a hoax. And so I start talking to them, and one lady's family member is at the governor's level and knows about the fraud. I mean, that's what's going on here. This is just crazy. We know it's all a giant fraud, but still, it's right there in plain view, moving forward. And it was perfectly psychologically tested because they knew a lot of people won't want to go to work. A lot of people want to stay home. So they said, oh, just 2 weeks, flatten the curve, don't overwhelm the hospitals. All that was a lie. And here we are, 6 months later, and now they're saying COVID will be with us for the rest of our lives, and we're always going to have to wear masks, and new masks are coming out, will have to be approved, and there'll be face scanners and robots and police to control us. Boom. Snap your fingers. You're inside the New World Order. Then there is this extremely powerful Greg Reese report titled Everyone Will Test Positive for COVID-19, and he lays out how, again, on the CDC's own website, anyone who's had a corona or even bacterial or flu infection in the last 2 to 10 years will test positive, and how major studies are out that indeed, as previous studies said, 5G pushes viruses. The previous studies were before corona popped up, or COVID-19, push it across the cell membrane into the nuclei, and then actually resonates them and helps them grow by the vibrations. Now, they had that in earlier studies on other viruses, but now it's confirmed with COVID-19. So again, COVID-19 is a real virus. It's a chimera, so Gates can own it and have new versions that come out, like new Windows programs that come out that are more deadly. And he said, this is just a drill on Colbert. More is coming. Terrorists are going to release a bioweapon. And so this group is all in on this. It's about depopulation. It's about control. It's about world government. And all these different pundits and people, I can now tell you, are in on it. Colbert is in on it. They're all in on it. They love it. They go hang out with Gates. They hang out with Fauci. They hang out with Jeffrey Epstein. So if you want to know what Jeffrey Epstein was cooking up, bribing and framing and blackmailing all these scientists with billions of dollars over the last 20 years, this is what he was doing, along with many others just like him. And this is how they've gotten control of the scientific establishment. Thousands of microbiologists have been murdered, executed, run over, shot in the head, sacrificed. A bunch of them have been, quote, killed by Satan cults. Look it up. Microbiologist and wife, you know, killed in satanic ritual. One in Virginia and another was it in California. You cannot, again, make this up, ladies and gentlemen. There is armies of evil that have been preparing and building and are now rolling out, and they're publicly keeping babies alive and then selling their organs. They're publicly rolling out deadly vaccines that actually go in and change our DNA. And now President Trump is capitulating to the whole thing. It is completely and absolutely horrific and a very, very sad day, because he needed to frontally assault this and expose the fraud. He tried to do it. I know they brought him internal polls, which I believe they're now manipulating as well, not just the public polls, and showed him that he was losing and that this would be popular. And now he's taken the bait. He's gone to the trap. And they're going to now blame him for COVID-19. They're now officially calling it the Donald Trump virus. So compliance with this, submission to this, is only going to make things worse. This is segment two. I want Schroyer and David Knight and others to take it over. I'll be back tonight. We're going to come back and play the Greg Reese report, which is posted at banned on video. Everyone will test positive for COVID-19. Of course, you're all suspects, you're all bad. And again, this is organized fraud. They're skipping animal trials with the vaccines on purpose. They are putting out fraudulent test results on purpose. They're engaging in all of this and saying hospitals are full and no one's in them on purpose. They're just training you to accept total lies and fraud. This is a war. The Pentagon accurately says the Cold War was World War III. World War IV is now. It's psychological, it's medical, it's cultural, and it's shutting down our economy. Something that bombers couldn't do, something that, you know, that nuclear weapons couldn't do, is take our resolve away and make us want to be slaves. But this has got people on their knees begging to be slaves. So please, for you and your family's sake, everyone's sake, keep spreading the word, because there is a big awakening happening, but it's not happening fast enough. Take action now or be destroyed.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
that the prescribed PCR tests are not detecting the COVID-19 genome. According to the CDC's own literature, the tests do not rule out bacterial infection or other viruses. They are detecting all varieties of coronavirus, including the common cold, and counting it as COVID-19. And it has been pointed out for months that the geographical locations experiencing the most cases of COVID also seem to have active 5G technology. After a video went viral in which David Icke suggested that 5G is somehow responsible for positive cases of COVID-19, YouTube deleted it and began deleting all videos on the subject, including a video we made that pointed out how on October 31st of 2019, Wuhan, China became the first major testbed of 5G technology. In late June, a new scientific research paper entitled 5G Technology and Induction of Coronavirus in Skin Cells was published. This paper gives a scientific explanation of the relationship between 5G technology and the coronavirus. Unlike 4G or other radio waves, the 5G millimeter waves can penetrate the nucleus of a cell. The DNA then acts as an inductor. It reacts to the 5G waves by producing an electromagnetic field. Like a shadow, the shape of the electromagnetic field reflects the hexagonal and pentagonal shapes of the DNA base pairs. This electromagnetic field produces holes in the cellular liquid. Hexagonal, pentagonal voids are created in the nucleoplasm. And to remedy this disturbance, extra bases are created to fill the voids. These bases then join together to produce coronavirus-like structures within the cell, which the PCR test will read as a positive case of COVID-19. The exosome. The exosome was discovered in 1983. Exosomes are created naturally within the cell to clean and repair cellular damage. Both exosomes and COVID-19 are the same size and shape. They both have the same ACE2 receptor, and they both contain RNA. Exosomes behave and appear the same as a virus. Some scientists even claim that the so-called virus is in fact the exosome. Since the discovery of the exosome, over 200 microbiologists have been murdered, committed suicide, or died in a suspicious manner. If you question this mystery, you are undoubtedly labeled a conspiracy theorist. And if you question the current unproven virus theory, you are labeled a science denier. The only socially acceptable solution that you are allowed to accept is an experimental vaccine that will alter your DNA, which ultimately raises the question, who owns your body? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
What we're actually seeing is the systematic implementation of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another rung in the ladder, which is why there's a deliberate mixing of all the wordplay, right? I mean, we should stop calling it, you know, quarantine. That's a term designated for people that are verified sick. This is a house arrest mandated by the state. You should stop calling it, you know, social distancing. There's nothing social about forced isolation. We should stop saying safer at home when millions of Americans don't have basic necessities adequate to fit their needs. It assumes that everybody's home is equally as safe as the people that are making the statements. We should stop saying, you know, this is for the greater good. Right? When you close the economy, killing millions of businesses that families have worked generations to establish, that's anything but good. We should stop saying, this is the new normal. That's just blatant mind control drivel. There's nothing normal about forced isolation, you know, treating your neighbor like they have the plague, breathing your own bodily waste, wearing masks, living in constant fear of contamination. That's normal. I mean, after all, if the virus is so deadly, why hasn't it wiped out the homeless who don't social distance, wash themselves regularly, let alone, you know, live in or have access to a sterile environment? Last year, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. Why were you not wearing a mask during the tuberculosis pandemic? You were endangering, you know, public health and safety along with billions of other people around the globe. So why didn't you wear a mask? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media didn't tell you to wear a mask. Right. And so because though 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, there was no tuberculosis pandemic any more than there's a coronavirus pandemic. What you're really participating in is a beta test for AI systems and facial recognition. See, these cameras work best when people are, you know, distance apart. Now that they're actually testing through machine learning how to recognize, you know, a face that's partially covered. It's also a way to easily determine who's compliant and who's not. Who does the propaganda work on and who it doesn't? Now get this, you know, there's some ironies that are here, right? A society that kills millions of babies a year for convenience has shut itself down to prevent adults from dying. People that on the one hand slaughter babies in the womb by the millions are now preaching to the masses about the sanctity of human life. It's double speak, double talk. It's the two doctrine policy. One for the initiated, one for the uninitiated. One for the inner circle, another for the masses. It's like saying, you know, if I violate the stay at home order, I can be arrested, but you're letting convicted criminals out of prison so they don't get coronavirus. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. If there's a real pandemic, does it require, you know, faulty virus models, rigged test results, 81% false positives, inaccurate news reporting, staged hospital overruns, manipulated death certificates? Nope. You know, when the government shuts down, you know, millions of small businesses, but doesn't lay off any government employees, it's not about the health. When the state bans dentists from practicing but deems it necessary for abortion clinics to stay open, it's not about your health. When the state prevents you from buying seeds for your garden but allows you to purchase lottery tickets, it's not about your health. An institution that, you know, has the ability to destroy all of Earth through, you know, alleged nuclear warfare should not regulate personal self-defense. You know, an institution that's caught trafficking drugs shouldn't be able to regulate plants. An institution that's racked up $23 trillion prior to coronavirus in debt shouldn't be allowed to manage the retirement fund. An institution that was caught spreading STDs should not be allowed to run health care. If people are really concerned about public health and safety, you know, in general, but, you know, they don't care if people, you know, eat garbage, drink poison, smoke cancer, and take prescription drugs, but think that toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and mask are going to protect them from the boogeyman coronavirus. You know, this is a special kind of stupid that I can't address here. You should ask yourself a couple basic questions. When did you consent from, you know, you creating a government to serve you to you serving the government ruling over you? If you want to know, you know, who's in charge, just think about who you can't.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson sites, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For President Trump this week. He's turned into a pitch man for the big pharmaceutical companies, telling everybody you got to wear masks, and now caving on the Republican convention in Florida. And as the baseball season supposedly starts, there's Fauci with his wild pitches. The pitch man for big pharmaceutical companies, as I said before, way off base. And he has been that way for now 130 days that we've been locked down. You know, we look at this, and I'm not a big sports fan, especially not baseball. But let's talk about this, because I guess a lot of you are. They're still playing games, even though there's no fans. But, you know, we always heard the expression, as American as mom, apple pie, baseball. Well, you know, we can strike off mom and baseball now. I guess they're going to come for apple pie next. And that might not be too difficult, because, you know, they shut down all the food factories. You get one person identified as positive for COVID-19. That's it. No more meat. We're going to shut down the biggest meat companies. And so maybe the apple pies are next. You know, we never did have any featured stories at CNN and the Drudge Report about how all those meat packing employees died, did we? Maybe they're holding them for August to let us know that, right? Because now we're getting stories about nuns who died at a Catholic convent 2 months ago. They're curating that as well and pushing that out. But wouldn't you think that when we had a couple of cases of people testing positive for COVID-19 and we shut down our meat production and we started having shortages and rationing in America, America. So how American is that? When we started having that, wouldn't you expect that if we had people who had died from that, that it would be all over the news? Kind of like CPAC. Remember when CPAC was held at the very beginning of all this? And the left, the radical left, was rejoicing. They said, look at this. We allegedly had somebody who has tested positive for COVID-19. And he was in close proximity to all these Republicans and these Republican politicians. They're all going to die. Can't wait to see this happen. Well, nothing happened, did it? Nothing happened. We had some senators who quarantined and so forth, but nothing happened. So when we look at this, you have Fauci, the hero. And as I tweeted out yesterday, the hashtag Fauci is a hero. That's all over the place. And he gets to make the rules, and I'm sure that under the new rules that he's set up for baseball, he just struck out the opponent, even though he didn't come anywhere close to the pitcher or the mound or anything else. Because, you know, he makes the rules. And this guy who says that this has become our worst nightmare, and it isn't going to end, ever. It has. He's right about that. It's one thing he said that's true. But it has become his dream scenario. As a matter of fact, a dream scenario for big pharmaceutical companies as well, who he's become the pitchman for, along with President Trump, you know, the two of them. Kind of like Sinatra and Kelly, you know, they're out there with a song and dance, tap shoe. Oh, it's going to last forever. You've got to wear the mask, shut down the conventions, take the vaccines. I'm going to fund them more than Bill Gates. That's what President Trump is doing now with Operation Warp Speed. He's a bigger pusher of vaccines than Bill Gates ever was, if you want to put a dollar figure on this. Not even close. So they've written the script, and they're going to take you out of the ballgame, folks. I mean, Fauci is enjoying his time in the limelight. Think about this. He's 79 years old, but it has finally worked out for him. You know, he went to the NIH, or the NIAID, where they push vaccines. He went there in 1985, and by 1986, he got Ronald Reagan to sign on to the immunity bill for vaccine companies, where you cannot sue them for damage that they do to you. Any adverse effects, including death, you can't sue them. And he got that protection for them right away, with just 1 year in there. I mean, he was their guy. And he's put in a good 35 years, and now he is reaping the benefit. He is a celebrity. He throws out the first pitch of the season. And he is on the cover of magazines wearing sunglasses. I mean, this guy is living life like a boss, because he is the boss. He's the boss of everything in America. He has set up this Simon Says America, where you don't do anything unless Simon says. I mean, Fauci says. Fauci says this. Fauci says that. Can I do this, Fauci? And this is what's happened from the White House, flowing down through the governor's offices, the Republicans, as well as the Democrats. And so, as Fauci is throwing out the first ball, Donald Trump has been promised that the same team, the Yankees, that he was there at, said, well, we're going to let you throw one out sometime this year. How about that? Give him a little bit. Fauci is the main guy. You know, you will give you something a little bit later. Trump said, how's the crowd going to be? It's like, if you don't have a crowd, there's no such thing. Oh, that's right. Well, you might want to ask Fauci, Trump, because he's in control. You aren't. Trump praised the Major League Baseball decision to play, describing it as a great boost for Americans. He says, I really think it's good that baseball is opening. It's a tremendous thing psychologically for our country. Is it really? Let's take a look at the psychological aspects of this. Look at this. Every player and coach on the Yankees and Nationals, that game where Fauci threw it out, every one of them kneels prior to the national anthem. Every one of them kneeling. I mean, why is anybody watching this anymore? Of course, the stands are completely empty now, but that's because of Fauci. It wasn't widely expected that every player would do this, but they knelt in protest in front of an empty stadium. So think about this. We've got an empty stadium because of Fauci. We've got these people kneeling because the Antifa BLM Soros left. The left is completely in control of the media.
They are completely in control of everything you see. They're completely in control of the economy, where you work, what you buy. They have consolidated their control. You ought to be very concerned about this. Everything that you see, as a matter of fact, you know, before we had the masks, we had the gag orders, didn't we? And it was the gag orders on social media, shutting down conservatives, shutting down everybody else that has allowed them to put the gags on, the masks on our faces. But as we see this, you know, this is the psychological operation that they're doing. You have all the sports officials, all the big corporations everywhere. This is true fascism. These anti-fascists that are on the streets, they're not, they don't have a problem with the big corporations that are pushing their agenda. They have a problem with you. They have a problem with your history, your culture, your constitution. They don't have a problem with the corporations. And let me tell you, that's where the real fascism is. And you can see it right here in sports. And so as AP talks about this, and baseball gets its opening day, L.A. Dodgers and San Francisco Giants all kneeled as well, just like the Yankees and the Nationals. And AP went on to say, you know, watching from a distance, you might wonder why they were even trying. I do. I do wonder why they were doing it. So there was a feel as if it was artificial, like somebody had clicked on the Xbox accidentally and you weren't watching a live game. Yeah. How interesting can cardboard people be after a few games, they ask. You see, we now have, because of the COVID-19, we now have robots doing the work, and we have cardboard spectators. We don't need you. We don't need you. You know, we have social media. We have social distancing. We have social credits. Every one of them is antisocial. Everything these people do is a lie. They pick a term like social, social this and social that, when it's antisocial. Everything. It's like the speech rules for AP. And frankly, looking at this, where you got robots doing the work, you got cardboard fans. I mean, this is like something directly out of the Twilight Zone. I think it's more like the Twilight Zone than Xbox. And so Fox is going to now fill the empty baseball stadiums with virtual fans. fans will not be allowed to sit in the ballparks. Viewers may not notice because Fox Corporation-owned outlet intends to fill the seats with hundreds of virtual attendees at all the ballparks, which will be broadcasting games for the next several weeks. Using digital technology, they will fill the seats with
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com.
John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
They're not going to have cardboard fans after this opening where you saw that ridiculous aspect. And of course, they did that in Taiwan first. I talked about that and laughed about that a couple of months ago. I got an angry fan from Taiwan saying, we haven't shut down nearly as bad as you guys have. And it's like, yeah, they had a Chuck E. Cheese van. It was actually animated. So I had cardboard fans. And they put masks over the cardboard fans a couple of months ago when they started playing baseball again in Taiwan. And so now we're doing that. But they have a better way to do this because the Fox Corporation is going to be broadcasting this. They're going to set up virtual attendees. So they're going to do CGI audiences, full Hollywood. Using digital technology, Fox Sports will fill seats with dozens of digital doppelgangers. They'll make movements that emulate what a crowd might look like from afar. They can change the color of clothes, reports Variety. So that a particular stadium might appear to be filled with home team fans. Producers can have sections of the ersatz assemblage to do a wave. Isn't that great? yeah, I guess they're going to go full professional wrestling on this. I think what they ought to do is that'll fill, to make it interesting, what they ought to do is they ought to fill the stadium with Fauci orcs and trolls. Or better yet, for each one of these teams, they have a mascot, right? Oh, let's say they're Redskins. Oh, yeah, put Indians throughout all the all the different ones there. Or the Braves. No, the Braves are going to change their names to Cowards, I think. That's what they're going to do. And so, meanwhile, as we got Fauci throwing out the first pitch of the season, and, you know, Trump is told, don't worry, we'll let you do it at some point later on. And Trump is like, well, will there be a crowd? We'll see. We'll see. Talk to Fauci about it. See if he's going to let you do that. And what was Trump doing yesterday while Fauci was throwing out the first pitch of the season? Well, Trump was celebrating the return of baseball with Little League players at the White House. That's right. He wasn't in the major leagues. Trump wasn't in the minor leagues. Trump was in the Little Leagues, and so he's out there throwing some balls with some little kids at the White House. That's what this has come to. And, of course, they did not have any cardboard fans or CGI fans that were added there at the White House lawn. And later in the day, after he played, threw out some pitches to some Little League players, President Trump said that he's going to cancel the Jacksonville component of the Republican National Convention after being kicked out of North Carolina by the Democrat governor. He goes to Florida. They're going to have the convention there. And now he's decided that he's not going to do that. He said, I looked at my team. Is that the little league team? The minor league team that we call the Republicans? I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right. They said, sir, we can make it work very easily. I said, there's nothing more important than our country than keeping our people safe. Safety is the thing, right? Not liberty. Not the Constitution. Don't ever take any risk about anything. I mean, you know, you could die going to work in a car, let alone with coronavirus. So just stay at home. That's no risk at all. Just stay home. Because, you know, if you go to the beach, you could die from coronavirus. If you get in the water, you could get a shark could get you. Anything could happen. And we don't understand what risk is anymore, and we are not willing to take a risk. We will sacrifice all of our freedoms, all of our liberty, for the promise of safety. This is America in the 21st century. It began with 9/11. And by the way, folks, all these model state emergency powers that everybody has, that was written a couple of months before they pulled off 9/11. And they pushed that out to all the different state governments after 9/11. They said, you know, we could have a bioweapon terror. That could be like, you know, anthrax or something. So you should give your public health officials complete control over your economy to shut everything down whenever we say so. And they did. And so this is another 9/11. If people would believe that three steel skyscrapers would collapse in their footprints a couple of hours after two of the three skyscrapers were hit by planes. The third one wasn't even hit. If the American public will believe that and will continue to believe that for 20 years, of course they'll believe a virus. Are you kidding me? This is where we are. We will accept any lie if we believe that somehow we're going to be safe afterwards. And so this is where we are with President Trump. He said, yeah. So they told me, sir, we can make this work very easily. I said, there's nothing more important than keeping our people safe, whether it's from the China virus or the radical left mob. So that's right. He thinks his path to victory now, that he can look strong by starting a war with China and by further nationalizing the police force to go after the radical left mob. We'll talk more about that. That is a very, look, we want to have law and order, but as I said yesterday, a few decades ago, I remember when everybody, it was just a meme, even though we didn't have memes at the time, but everybody talked about New York City and the murder rate in New York City. And it went that way for quite a while until people in New York City got tired of it, and then they decided that they would get serious about law enforcement. And Rudy Giuliani was a part of that. Maybe Rudy could explain this to Trump, that you just let cities like that gradually learn. They can also be an example to the rest of the country why we don't want Democrat progs running your city. But let it be an example to people. Don't burn down the Constitution to try to save Portland from itself. And that's really what's going on. The few people that are there that are sane need to move out. We don't need to destroy our Constitution for that. We'll talk more about that coming up. But so they're going to have about a four-hour political convention in Charlotte. But they're not going to have people show up. There will be no crowds in Florida. And there will be no press coverage because President Trump said, I could see the media saying, oh, this is very unsafe. That's the last thing you want to have is the media criticizing you, isn't it, President Trump? Especially over safety. Because nobody's going to criticize you in the media for taking away people's freedom or their livelihoods or risking their lives. So the problem is appeasers are always losers. It doesn't matter if it's Neville Chamberlain. It doesn't matter if it's Jimmy Carter. You know, I kind of thought as we started looking at the beginning of the Trump presidency, the weakness on the border, the weakness in terms of stopping the foreign wars, It could very easily have solved two problems with one stroke. You could have brought back our soldiers from foreign wars and put them at the border. Oh, but we can't do that, said the media. We really can't bring any troops home. The same people are now trying to generate an attack on President Trump, saying, there's Russians and Taliban who are trying to kill American troops in Afghanistan. Yeah, it's been happening that way for 20 years. And if you really cared about the soldiers, you'd be bringing them out of Afghanistan, and you would be using them to protect our borders instead of other countries' borders. But they didn't do any of that. And at the time, I thought he's going to go the same way that George H.W. Bush did. Read my lips. No new taxes. Nobody really weren't really too sure about George H.W. Bush because he had called tax cuts voodoo economics when he lost to Reagan. And so people were concerned that he was going to increase taxes. He told everybody, read my lips, no new taxes. And then he did it. He gave us, at that time, the biggest tax increase we'd ever had. He was a one-term president. Then we had another one-term president who was also a famous failure, Jimmy Carter, who could do absolutely nothing to rescue the hostages in Iran from the American embassy. And now we have another president who is looking increasingly like a one-term president who is absolutely helpless to help all of America, being held hostage by a health bureaucracy that is out of control. He himself has now become a salesperson for this. He says it's a different world. As he's talking about the shutdown of the convention, it is a different world, said Trump, and it will be for a while. Surrender monkey. Run for president of France, Trump. That's where you belong, quite frankly. All right, folks, before we go to a break, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because where all this began was the shutdown of free speech and the free press. Your free speech and the free and independent press. That was done with censorship. We were the first people they took down. They're stepping it up again now because we're coming into the election. We'll talk more about that when we come back. The censorship and how people are self-censoring now. But if you don't want to self-censor and if you don't want the free press censored, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended our Christmas in July sale to the end of July. 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, new products like the Privacy Pocket.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.